Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 27. And we're singing verses 1 to 4. The opening five stanzas. Psalm 27. The Lord's my light and saving health. Who shall make me dismayed? Psalm 27. The opening verses. Now let us read some verses in Romans chapter 3, and we're going to begin at verse 9. In Romans chapter 3 at verse 9, and we shall read to verse 20. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, as once again we gather to worship on this day and to read the scriptures and to sing God's praises, we pray that we would take seriously these verses that we have been reading, a solemn and in many ways a tragic description of our world and our part in this description. We too are included. There is none righteous, not even one. There is none that does good. There is none that seeks after God. All together have gone astray and become unclean. And we acknowledge, Heavenly Father, that these words are written in all seriousness and in all sorrow by the apostle, quoting the scriptures of the prophets and the Psalms. And as we read and think about these words this morning, we acknowledge, O God, that this is a source of calamity in our thinking, a way in which we come to terms with the glorious reality of the gospel, because into this sad picture of our world there is a message of grace that has been injected, whereby God has intervened and spoken words and done deeds that are heavenly and that are saving and good for us to know and good for us to believe and to receive and increasingly to apply and appreciate. As we grow older, O God, we recognize that in ourselves we cannot change. We have no ability to change our nature, to change our habits. We have no desire to do so. And even when the scripture speaks to us, it seems at times almost to be an idle tale. And yet to those who believe, these are the very words and the power and the wisdom of God unto life. And so this morning we come to pray. And we come to give thanks to God as we remember the gospel. And as we come to pray and to remember this morning, we remember what day this is. The Remembrance Day, the Remembrance Sunday, where many throughout the world are remembering the wars and the cessation of the wars, and yet never coming to an end. The way of peace they do not know, and the war to end all wars, which is meant to be specifically remembered today. That war was the beginning of the most bloodthirsty century that our world has ever known. And it may well be that the century now in which we are living is going to be even worse than ever before. The way of peace they do not know, seeking to make peace by building bigger bombs, more destructive, building new kinds of weaponry, going in for technological advances, nuclear-powered submarines instead of the normal diesel-engined submarines, imagining that these new powers and new dangerous, increasingly lethal weapons will bring peace to nations and peace to our troubled world. The way of peace we do not know. And we listen to the politicians, and we listen to the generals, and we listen to the mighty ones, the arms manufacturers, we listen to the propagandists, we listen to the public affair people telling us what is for our good and telling us how they are going to solve our problems. And all the time the gospel is neglected and rejected, despised, ignored, passed by as though it were an idle tale. And all the time the gospel is in our midst, O God. And the way of peace is proclaimed in the old message of Christ. And so as we gather here, we pray that we would remember him. That we would remember indeed those who have paid the ultimate price, as we say, to preserve the freedoms that we so liberally enjoy and take so much for granted. We know nothing else. We are born into privilege, into liberty, into prosperity. We do not know what it is like to be bombed out of our houses or almost starved out of our lives, to see our children dying of malnutrition and weeping their little hearts out in despair at the massive destruction, terror on every hand. We know nothing of it, O God. And yet millions of our fellow creatures have known it, and probably, possibly will know it again. and it may well come to us for all we know. And so this morning we give thanks to God for the measure of peace that we have, especially to proclaim the gospel and especially to know peace with God, which passes all other conceptions of peace, to have peace with God. And even if we are blown to bits with these terrible bombs, we do not overmuch worry and be concerned, because even as the psalmist says of old, even if the world collapses around us, God is still our refuge and our strength and a very present help in times of trouble. And so we give thanks this morning for the occasion of our gathering, and we pray that we would remember those who make war and those who try to stop wars. And we would remember those who try to preach the gospel today in the midst of difficult times. And we pray for those who hear the gospel and perhaps are looking for a political message, and all they hear is the old story of Jesus and his love and are irritated by it. But we pray for them. We pray that wherever the gospel is proclaimed today, that it will be the savour of life unto life, and not a savour of death unto death. This is for God's glory. We pray these things, O God, and for our good, as once again we commit ourselves to the mercies of the gospel. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read further in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 5. And we're going to read the opening verses 1 to 20. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so on. Amen. Now, the notices, of course, are the familiar ones. This afternoon service at 4:30. Again, a recorded message and a Wednesday meeting, or message rather, on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And again, it will be recorded. And we do welcome all those who are listening to these broadcasts, and we pray that God will bless the word to your hearts. This is our prayer, this is our desire, this is why we preach, this is why we pray, this is why we prepare sermons and record them and put them online. Faith comes by hearing, faith continues by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And so we just mention these things for your information and encouragement. Now we're going to continue in Psalm 27, and we're going to sing from verse 5 to verse number 8. Verses 5 to 8 in Psalm 27, and verse 8. When thou didst say, seek ye my face, then unto thee reply, thus did my heart, above all things thy face, Lord, seek will I. Verses 5 to 8, Psalm 27.